You're with SBS Radio.
Lara Sulio është me profesion audio inxhiniere. Për të ka rëndësi mbrojtja natyrës. Lara është lindur në Australi, por është lidhur ngushtë me tokën e prindërve. Sot janë mbështet një grup të grave në fshatin Uzberisht, rrethina e Tiranës, të cilat prodhojnë çanta për tregun australian. Edhe pse ndërmarrja e Larës është në hapat e parë, ajo ka shpresë se do të arrijë të vinë në ndihmë grave shqiptare. Si lind ideja për këtë iniciativë? Flasim me Lara Sulio. Bisedën e zhvilluam në gjuhën angleze gjatë festivalit shqiptar në Shepparton. With us here, it's Lara Sulio. Lara Sulio, is this your first time at Shepparton?
No, a couple of years ago I've come to the Harvest Festival to check out just all the music and products and Albanian people getting together. And this time I'm back with a stall with my own
that's
business.
That's what we want to talk about. That. Your stall, tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure, I'm getting natural material bags made in Albania and supporting workers and makers, namely a group of small women who make the bags.
And in Albania.
In Albania, made in Uzberisht in Tirana. I started with one woman making the bags from her house, and now I've got a group working on them. And the money goes, I pay them well. I paid an older lady directly to make socks that I sell as well. Yeah.
So apart from the bag, what else, you know, we can see here?
I'm selling some socks. I've got a plain...
They're all made in Albania.
They're all made in Albania, yeah.
By Albanian ladies.
By Albanian ladies, yes.
And sell in Australia by Albanian as well.
That's right, yeah. I'm supporting... actually, I've had a few people in Melbourne, bands and record companies, buy the blank bags and have their logo put on it, supporting quality products that are made in Albania and a good cause. So that's been really great as well, yeah.
Your brand is called Zammer. Heart translation from Albanian. Why is that?
Look, I had a first incarnation of it that I didn't quite find the right name for, and I decided that I was born in Australia, but really when I went back to Albania, I found a strong connection to the heartland and to the people, and I think when one of my great aunties, I saw her making everything by hand, not wasting, not using plastic, and it really made me think about something that I could maybe do to help the environment and help people in general. Yeah.
How did you come to this idea to go and make the bags in Albania by Albanian ladies and bring them here in Australia?
I thought about the quality of clothing that we get made in Albania and often the wages that I hear about women getting paid in Albania. It's not a bad thing. There's some people who are being paid well to make products, but I think I thought about the quality of the socks I used to see my grandma make and my aunties and things like that, and that I wanted to share that with my friends. I see a lot of people in the music industry buying tote bags for their band merchandise that maybe aren't as good quality, and my aim is to go for something that's a bit better quality. Yeah.
So your aim in general is to help people overseas, you know, make their own living while those products to be sold here in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You think you're doing a good job?
I think I'm a very small business at the moment, but I hope to get some more traction with it and, yeah, help more people if I can, yeah.
What's your plan for the future, for the Zammer?
Actually, I'd like to start a program where I can give some bags back to people in Albania to use for their shopping and really make an impact on the plastic bag use, yeah.
Is this your first time you come up to Albanian community with this brand?
Yeah, that's right. I've been at some markets in Melbourne, but this is the first time I've kindly been invited to have a stall. And the people here are so great. It's such a great, huge festival. Really great for the community, yeah.
Did you have any help from Albanian community or women associations or anybody else?
No, I speak to a lot of people about what I can do and what kind of branding or logos people might like in the Albanian community. But otherwise, I've done pretty much the business side on my own and started it all on my own, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, Lara. We wish you all the best and great success with Zama.
Thanks, Sunny. Thanks very much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.